It is 7:40 at WEOL. It is Wahoo Week here on AM 930 WEOL, and that just means that Tim Alcorn's not here at our station. So when, but he's out in Goodyear, Arizona, and he joins us this morning, bright and early out there, talking Tribe. I guess you got Bobby D with you this morning.
Yes, a guy that's heard all spring, summer, and let's hope once again this year, early fall on AM 930 WEOL, Bobby DiBiasio. I always say we hear Hammy and Rosie all summer long. Bobby D, not quite to the level of Hammy and Rosie on WEOL, but you're a regular. You'll be with Greg and Bruce throughout the season.
Hello, boys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Bob. Thanks for getting up this early. We appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. Timmy tells me to get up early. I get up early.
Yeah, like I have all the pull and all the influence. Out here. Yeah. Man, great to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
How many years now?
Oh, this is going on 2017 will be my 39th in Major League Baseball, 38th with the Cleveland Indians. My lone year away, I was PR chief of the Atlanta Braves. So, crazy. Approaching 40 years. Who does that? I mean, it's just crazy.
And I understand that you now have a new unofficial title, as you were out to lunch the other day with my good friend Ray Horner from WAKR in Akron. So you've been bestowed a new unofficial title with the Indians. Now tell our listeners about this.
Well, it's funny. We just talked about how many years I've been involved in Cleveland Indians baseball, but I've been lucky enough to do the roundtable shows that get aired during the rain delay. So people walk up to me and they're like, "You're that rain delay guy." So that's how I'm known now, is the rain delay
so
guy.
It's Bobby D,
yeah,
rain delay
I'm
guy.
I'm the rain delay guy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, great to have you on WEOL. And certainly, as I was talking to Bruce and Craig earlier and then Mickey Callaway, boy, you talk about high hopes and high expectations. I know we say that every year, but to come off an American League championship season, to get to game 7, 10th inning, and basically bring that whole cast back and add people like Encarnacion and Boone Logan and hopefully a Michael Brantley. Wow. Ticket sales over 1 million already. Yeah. Just talk about some of this and some of the enthusiasm that now just flows through this organization.
Well, there's a sense of unfinished business to go along with that incredible high expectations and excitement for the 2017 season. You know, our front office did an incredible job this offseason. You know, Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff and the group really adding to, as you said, this baseball team that got to the Game 7 of the World Series. So how could you not be overwhelmed and excited about our fortunes? But as we talk about that, Tim, I think it's important that people really understand that let's not talk October and April. It really is not the best way to go about this. You know, we've been through this before, obviously, in the mid-90s, getting the World Series a couple times, and we understand there's a whole lot of difference between when you're chasing it for the first time and when you're expected to do it. So just enjoy the journey, especially for the fans, the six-month journey that is the game of baseball. We even experienced that a little bit with the Cavs in January when they lost a couple. People were all up in arms and worried. And you're going to have ups and downs during a season. And let's not exaggerate the peaks and valleys when you know you're going to be a good team. And we got the right manager to lead us through this whole thing. So that's where our comfort level and confidence comes from, is the leadership.
You mentioned the fans. A lot of fans listening this morning on WEOL, Bob. The ticket sales have already surpassed 1 million, so this is an energized fan base. I know single-game tickets go on sale on Monday, but just talk about the fan response that has taken place this winter as we now get ready for 2017.
Oh, it's terrific. Single-game tickets going on sale March 6th. You know, I always enjoy the first 3-4 days of our single-game ticket on sale, because it really is a heck of a survey to see where the fans have really identified the games that they want to see, whether it's a specific opponent, a specific time of year, a specific promotion. What is it that really drives those first few days? And summer weekends, obviously, are the highlight of our business. Guarantee yourself some decent, you know, wonderful weather to be outdoors. But then you put in those other things, opponents and promo days and rock and blasts, and whether if you're a bobblehead freak or a, right. you know, those kind of things, or a fireworks fan. So it's going to be interesting to see how that is. But you're absolutely right. The fan enthusiasm this offseason, round numbers, you know, we had, what, 7,700 season full season tickets a year ago. We're up over 12,000 right now. That's a lot of tickets that were sold. I know Curtis probably mentioned to you that we were didn't get 1 million till Memorial Day, so 2 months into the season. So we're way ahead of that without single-game tickets going on sale and without really a lot of groups diving in to our business. We have some brisk group business, but not what you would expect, so we think that's going to grow. So if you're out there listening and your company's thinking about what to do, your Little League team, group started only 20 or more for a discount. So once we get that group sales going real strong in the single games, you know, we feel real good about where we are. We got to get over 2 million. We're a market that should get 2 million or more people watching baseball, especially a World Series a contender.
Yeah. Greg Bruce, before we let Bobby go, I know you'll talk to him all summer long, but anything for the rain delay guy with the Indians before we let him scoot?
Well, two things about that. You and Mike Hargrove could take the act on the road, and I think I can picture it. He used to, you know, and then I thought, well, what's it going to take to get a Bobby D bobblehead? And they could just play a little tribe tales and something like that?
Yeah, a little push a button, and we'll BS our way through something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
That's crazy. Well, that's crazy talk.
When they had the Grover bobblehead, he was like adjusting his right?
Yeah.
So we could do something with yours.
Absolutely. I'm not sure what, but I appreciate the thought. But we're not anywhere near that yet.
That's
no
great.
Way.
That's right. When's the first rock and blast then? How about that? You know when that is?
Well, let me look on my handy dandy calendar. It is July weekend, July 21st, 22nd. Will be the Rock and Blast weekend. So we know that one's going to be a hot one when tickets go on sale March 6th.
And by the way, real quick before we let you go, obviously fan enthusiasm back in Northeast Ohio and talking to folks here in Goodyear, and I know I've spoke to a lot of people who plan on coming out, that enthusiasm has transferred out here to Goodyear, Arizona. Their ticket sales are brisk, and things are going well here.
We had, 6,500 for opening day, which is a couple thousand more than we normally get out here. So a real good day. Actually, Cactus League tickets all around the valley here, I've heard, are going wonderfully. So you can see that people are starting to find a few extra bucks in their pocket to get out of the Midwest and enjoy the wonderful Phoenix weather that we have. But
restaurants.
It was great.
And restaurants.
Yes, we had fun last night. We'll continue to do so this week while you're here.
Maybe on Friday's show we'll bring you back and we'll do a review of everywhere we've been this week.
Absolutely. That's a deal. Because we'll hit a few.
We will. There's no doubt about that. All right, my friend.
Thank you, Timmy.
Great stuff. Thanks, Bobby.
See you, boys.
Thank you.
Bobby D joining us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.